1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Well, it's all you kids out there that hate your mom and pop forcing you to eat everything that's on your dinner plate every night. Yeah, when I was a little kid, see, I never liked to eat. And mom would put things on my plate and I'd dump them on her feet. But then one day she made this soup, I ate it all in bed. I asked her what she put in it, and well, this is what she said. Oh, chicken lips and lizard hips and alligator eyes. Yeah, monkey legs and buzzard eggs and salamander thighs. Yeah, rabbit ears and camel rears and tasty toenail pies. Stir them all together and it's mama's soup surprise. Bathroom and I stood beside the sink. I said, I'm feeling slightly ill and I think I'd like a drink. Mama said, I'd just the thing, I'll get it in a wink. It's full of lots of protein and vitamins, I think. It was chicken lips and lizard hips and alligator eyes. Yeah, monkey legs and buzzard eggs and salamander thighs. Her rabbit ears and camel rears and tasty toenail pies. Stir them all together, it's mama's soup surprise.
It's the Shiny Squirrel Podcast.
That song was how long?
That song was 2 minutes. Did you like that song, Grandma?
That's how long it takes to make my mac and cheese.
That's how long it makes you make mac and cheese? Do you put chicken lips and lizard hips in your macaroni and cheese?
Mm-mm.
Have you ever thought about it? Do you like that song?
Mm.
Did you make no toenail pie?
Mm-mm.
No? Would you ever make a weird thing like that?
Mm-mm.
What's the weirdest food you ever ate, Grandma?
Mm. A pig ears.
You ate pig ears?
Pig ears.
Why?
Because they serve,
Is that a delicatessen from your country?
Yes.
Yes? Grandma, that's weird. I almost ate some chicken feet once.
Oh, chicken feet. Very healthy for you.
No.
This is very healthy for you.
I don't like it.
Yes. It's very healthy. Have a lot of, I don't know, but it's very healthy.
Vitamin chicken feet?
Maybe vitamin. Maybe protein. I don't know.
Grandma, I think, Grandma. Okay, how are you today, Grandma?
I'm good, very well.
It's good to see you back.
Thank you.
Are you happy to be sitting again down instead of standing? I made you stand up last week.
Yeah.
Yeah, I made you stand up. I think it was good for you to stand up for a change. No?
No.
No, you like to sit?
Yes.
How about stand and sit?
No.
How about squat?
Yeah.
How about lay down?
Yeah.
Okay, hips down on your head.
Yeah.
Do a cartwheel?
No. No.
No?
No.
What's the hardest position you've ever had to be in?
Yeah.
Sitting on an airplane for 12 hours or to Russia?
Yeah.
Aha, you did take an airplane. You never did walk. I gotcha.
Now I take airplane because there's no more walk.
What do you mean there's no more walk?
No more walk.
You can walk to Russia again.
I can no more.
If I said, Grandma, let's walk to Russia today, what would you say?
No, have to take plane.
Okay, we'll take a plane.
Yeah.
But you know what? We're not going to take a plane.
Yeah.
So I heard you're moving into a new house, a new home, an igloo. Grandma, why are you so tired?
Because I have to move.
You're moving into an igloo, right?
Okay.
A cave?
Uh-huh.
You're going to live in a cave now. Made of snow and ice?
Oh.
How are you going to do that in the desert here, Grandma?
He.
What? Grandma, what are you fooling me with?
A batterman gonna move right next door to me when I move.
He's gonna live in the mailbox?
No, right next door.
Next door in the cave made of snow?
The other house next to my house.
Oh, you're gonna live in a house. Is that the nursing home?
Ah!
What are you so tired for? Are you ready to get things started?
Yeah.
You probably like to do...
Let's do this.
You wanna thing. Do this thing?
Let's do this, baby.
Are we gonna do the pop cult...
Let's do this, baby.
Popped music?
I'm here. I'm here to do the pop music.
It's popped music time. This is where I'm going to play Grandma two songs that she's never...
Oh, I have never done this in a long time.
I know you haven't done this in a long time. That's why it's good to bring it back. Don't you think so?
Mm-hmm.
Have you missed it?
Mm.
You can lie to me. It's okay. You lie to me all the time anyway, don't you? Do you not just tell the truth? Grandma, don't get quiet on me.
It's Indian mummy's scarf.
Oh, Indian mummy's scarf.
It smells like couscous.
Can I smell it?
No.
I don't want to smell it.
She didn't like you.
She loves me.
She don't like you.
Grandma, she likes me more than she likes couscous. You.
Couscous.
Couscous. All right, you ready for the first song? Mm. Here comes the first song, Grandma. Mm. What do you think so far? You're rocking out here, Grandma. I think you like it, but you're not going to tell me that you like it. Are you thinking? Okay. What do you think of that so far?
Wow.
More?
Yeah.
More?
Mm-mm. No.
Okay,
yeah.
More.
Yeah.
Waiting for the bus.
Why is he writing a song about waiting for the bus?
Because he doesn't have a carpool.
You don't write a song about waiting for a bus.
Well, I think he's just it's a song that he's just waiting in general for anything in life. Because the waiting is always the hardest part. You know, like when you're waiting to go see the Butterman, waiting to move. Waiting for me to show up because you like to do the podcast so much, right? Grandma. I can tell you're paying attention. Okay, so what do you want to go to the second song, and then we'll talk about both of them together? Grandma, are you having a stroke?
I'm just kidding. Grandma never cry. I got you.
You
April
got
Fools.
Me.
April Fools. Okay, next song. Come
next
on.
Song. Okay,
Come
next song.
Do this. Do this.
You know what they're saying? There'll be days like this, Mama said.
Mama say, yeah.
By the Shirelles. Have you ever heard of them?
No.
That's a girl group from the 60s.
Oh.
So, do you see the Twitter? I pit these two songs together.
Ah.
You got the waiting, which is always the hardest part.
Mm.
And Mama said there'd be days like this.
Oh.
Have you ever
Mama now write then. Because you can do other things than wait. You can do something else.
Should I play that song for India Mommy and tell her it's about her?
Mama said...
India Mummy said there'd be days like this. There'd be days like this. India Mummy said... Why?
Because she's gonna get offended.
Oh, then I'm gonna play it for her.
No, she's gonna say...
She'll like me for it.
It has to say India Mummy.
That's what I mean.
Say. But it just say Mama say...
Well, I'll just tell her that she can't hear it.
This stupid idea.
It's not stupid. Okay, stupid idea. Okay, so what do you think? How do you rate Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers with the waiting?
What's the score?
Between 1 and 10 apple pies.
I don't like apple pie.
Do you like banana pie?
No.
How about acorn pie?
No.
Squash pie?
No.
Tennis ball pie?
No.
Golf ball pie?
No.
What kind of pie do you like?
Butterman pie.
Oh, okay, butterman pie.
Butter, pumpkin pie.
Butter pumpkin pie.
No, pumpkin pie.
Oh, pumpkin butter pie.
No, just pumpkin pie, you stupid diaper.
I'm not. Here we go again with the diaper again. All right, so what? How would you rate it on a scale of 1 to 10 to pumpkin butter pie? I am not. You're. Are you calling me? You're calling me names in your native Russian, aren't you?
Скинув кубе, он будет там стирать одежду для всех.
Oh yeah. Well.
Будет мыть.
Imananji deska sagoki okionara, Grandma.
Положу его где ему не хочется.
Uno dos tres cuatro.
No one understand you. Not a real language.
I know it's not a real language.
Exactly.
It's a mixture of language. Okay, so back to Tom Petty. How many pumpkin pies would you rate it?
Two.
Now, why do you rate it only two?
Two to ten. One to ten.
One to ten.
1 to 10?
1 to 10.
1 to 10.
Yes, 1 to 10.
This why?
Why?
Because 1 to 10.
So, you mean you like it?
Yeah.
You want to hear it again?
No.
No? Okay. All right, so what do you think?
I mean, no, I don't like it.
You don't want to hear it again?
No.
Okay, so what do you think of the Shirelles and Mama Said?
1, 9, 10.
1, 9, 10? Mm. You like it?
1, 9, 10,
it's yeah. A girl, it's a girl group.
Uh-huh.
So they get extra points for that?
No.
No?
Because they say Mama.
What's wrong with saying Mama?
I say it's good.
Oh, it's good. Yeah. Okay. So you, so I can call you Mama Petunia?
No.
Just Grandma Petunia?
Yeah.
Okay. I got your Mama Petunia.
No! Dirty diaper!
Do you think I'm just having fun teasing you today? You know, I always have fun giving you a bad time. Move on. You're the one that's moving into the igloo. Okay, are you ready for the culture report?
Okay.
All right, here's the culture report. There, I hit the button. You're laughing at me, aren't you? Okay, culture report. Grandma, you can have ashtray funeral in a coffee pot.
I read this one.
You want to read this one? Okay, I'll let you read this one, and then I'll read the next one.
Okay.
Okay, so.
No, you, okay.
You can have coffee pot, ashes, or you can have kitty cat cleans floor.
No, you read the first one, and then okay. I read the second one.
Okay, because the second one is a video that we're going to post on Instagram.
The cat?
The cat cleaning the floor.
The see, you read first.
Okay, I'll read you want me to read it first?
The cat one.
The cat one, okay.
Yes. And then I read the, I read the one, the ashtray first.
You want to read that one first?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll get that one back up here. Here you go, you can read it, all right?
Okay.
Go ahead and summarize it. And then I'll summarize your summarize, okay?
Okay.
You got to read it out loud, Grandma.
Okay.
Mama. I didn't say anything, I was drinking water.
In life, isn't that it was about coffee and adventure. And then I treat it all the time. You go, maker, there's a family, his family. I read fast, I'm sorry.
That's good.
Display the ashes inside the alcohol, with the octagon, 60 miles, Milan, Omega. Minutes matter, 1993, 7,000 units before something. I'm thinking of Mocha Express, oh my god. Is that Einstein?
That's the man who invented the octagon coffee maker.
It's not Einstein?
It's not Einstein, no.
Why no?
Because he just has Einstein's haircut and mustache.
Okay. Nabanza Fan is old, 1983-6.
Mm-hmm.
Well, love one's ashes.
So, can I summarize it for Grandma? All right, so, this was in Milan, Italy. The inventor of the octagon coffee pot. Okay? He was 93 years old. He was an Italian entrepreneur. He bought the stovetop mocha from his father. He died on February 11th. So you know what they did? They put his ashes in the coffee pot. Can you see the picture there? Don't you think that's a nice way to remember him?
Mm. But that's something he made.
Something he made. Very memorable.
Mm.
So you like that story?
Yeah.
It's clever. It's happy, but it's not sad.
Yeah.
And then they put water in it, and then they drank his ashes.
No, they didn't.
No, they didn't.
They didn't.
They didn't.
No. Okay.
They did.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, they did.
No. Stop it!
I just want to see.
Dirty diaper, move on.
Sorry, Mama.
Dude.
Haha, I called you Mama again. All right, so you want to see the video of the next one of the cat cleaning the floor?
Yeah.
This is a cute video. You're gonna like this one, Grandma. Grandma, you're being noisy.
Right, so... You're being irritating.
I'm not being irritating.
Make a bigger. Oh no!
Grandma, you just broke it.
No. No, see, I fix.
We gotta let it. We gotta let it play for. Oh, now I broke
it.
All right, here we go.
Make it bigger. Uh-huh. You broke it.
I didn't break it.
You broke.
Here we go. I got the gif of it. Is that funny?
Mm-hmm.
So I have to show you the gif because the video is not playing. But the cat does this 4 times and then looks up at the camera and goes meow. You like that?
Why does he do this? They train him?
It's from Japan. The cat is somewhere in Japan. This video just went viral. And they don't quite know why. Maybe he's just being silly. Or he's just playing with the rag. And this is the way he ends up playing with the rag. Or he might actually be cleaning the floor.
No, it's smart.
Does your cat do that?
No.
Why not?
He cook for me.
He cook for you?
No, I'm just kidding.
Your cat doesn't
no,
cook.
No, I say, I'm just kidding.
Oh, just kidding. Okay. So which story do you like better? The cat cleaning the floor or the ashtray coffee pot?
Cat kidding the floor.
Cat kidding the floor. Can I put your name on that when I put it up on Instagram?
Oh, what?
When I put that video up on Instagram to promote you, Grandma.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. It's important to promote Grandma Petunia every time.
Mm.
And Mama Petunia. You don't like me calling
Stop.
You that?
Don't say this, dirty diaper.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to call you stinky dirty diaper.
Well, that's a... Grandma, okay, do you want to bring... shall we bring in India Mommy and let her do the critiques eats today?
Okay.
Because it's been a few weeks and I got something special for her to try.
Okay.
You want to go get her?
Yeah. I go get her.
Okay? Go get her, okay? Okay? India Mommy is coming in now. Finally, India Mommy, how are you today?
I'm very well.
Are you very well? Very good?
Yes, very well.
It's good to see you.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh, you know it's always good to see you.
Just say, no, it's very good to see me.
You know what Grandma Petunia told me?
What she tell you?
She told me that you like me better than her.
No, I say I hate you.
No,
I
you like
her every day that I hate you.
No, you don't.
I tell her, why do you introduce me to him? And she say, you're going to make money?
Yes.
And I say, okay, I will. Because I only cook couscous and I need some money for couscous.
What are you going to bring me some couscous?
No day, because I do not respect you. Now let's go with the.
Okay. What do you? Whatever did you have to do?
I don't know. You wanted me to be here for something.
Well, I want
to
know how was your week.
It's good. Move on.
How's your pet elephant?
Good. Move on.
Move on. You want me to play the music now?
Yeah.
It's crit. You know what that music means, India
what?
Mummy?
What?
It means it's time for Critiques Eats.
Okay.
And you know what?
What?
I have something for you to try that you've never had before, I bet.
Oh, okay.
And guess what? It's not couscous.
I understand.
What do you think it is? You can read the label if you want to.
The cookie.
It's a strawberry cream filled cookie.
This smell very, very artificial.
Well, yeah, it's all artificial.
Artificial flavors.
Would you expect it to be real?
But I can make it better.
How are you going to make it better?
Organic.
It can't...
Product of India.
See, I got a surprise for you. Isn't that really cool, India Mummy?
This is from my home country.
Yes.
I've never seen this.
Aren't you glad I surprised you with some of your native cookies?
I mean, I guess.
You know what? Grandma didn't know that, and Maya didn't know that either. Can you believe that?
Yes.
What, yes you believe me, or yes you don't believe me?
I can believe you.
Okay. I wanted to surprise you.
Okay, let's do this.
Let's do this. Going to try the strawberry cream cookie from homeland of India. Pretty good. What do you think? What do you think, India Mummy? Could you make strawberry flavored couscous?
Mm-mm.
Would you feed this to your pet elephant?
Mm-mm.
No? How come?
It'll die.
Why would the... How could a tiny little cookie kill an elephant?
Too much sugar.
There's not much sugar in there. Is that all you want?
Mm-hmm. It's very sweet.
Is it good?
It's okay.
So do you think if I feed these to Grandma, she'll get sweet and not be so mean to me? So would you serve these to dinner guests like Grandma Petunia?
No, because I love her. She's my best friend.
You wouldn't serve her a cookie from your native country.
Oh, yes, because, I have to tell her that it's okay, it's not
No, bad. You don't need to tell her.
Yes, I tell her. No. She's my best friend and I do not betray her.
You're not gonna betray her.
Yes, I will tell her.
You know what I wrote on the outside of the building out here?
What did you write on the outside of the
building? I spray painted. India Mummy likes WC Chronicles better than Grandma Petunia. On the garage door.
Well, I tell her every day that I hate you. I tell her that I love her because she's my best friend.
So what do you hate about me so much?
You are ignorant, stupid, disrespectful, dirty diaper, dirty, stinky dirty diaper, ugly stinky dirty diaper, disrespectful dirty diaper, and a racist dirty diaper.
Now, where do you get all this information at?
Me.
From you. You think you're important?
Yeah.
I think you actually like doing the podcast and come visiting all the time.
No, I do not like this. I do not like this. He come here, he disrespect me.
How?
This is the only way I make money. But he disrespect me. I tell him I don't like him.
I bring you.
He disrespect me with playing my country music, bringing me my country
I
food.
Brought.
If I want to eat something from India, I will go get it myself.
So
okay,
you want me to bring you a can of Pepsi from Mexico?
Yes.
You want a bottle of Pepsi from Mexico? Because yes. Yes. you know what the purpose that is, don't you?
What?
It has natural sugar in it. The real stuff.
Yes.
So if I do that, will you be nice to me?
Oh, yes.
And you go around and tell everybody how much you like me better than Grandma Petunia?
No.
Why?
I still hate you.
Oh.
And hate is a strong word.
Yes, hate is a strong word.
Yes,
why?
And I hate you.
Why are you hating me so much?
Because you're disrespectful, you're ugly, you're stinky diaper.
We just
diaper,
went over.
Stinky diaper. I'm just kidding.
Aha.
No, I'm not kidding.
All right. Would you like to stick around and play one round of life advice?
Okay, I'll do this.
One. How about you do two life advice, and then we'll get Grandma back in here, and she can do two life advice.
Okay.
Okay. All right. You know that has a theme song too. You know.
Okay.
It's life advice time with India Mummy, our special guest who loves cookies from India. Mail them to her.
No, don't. Don't do this. If I want cookies from India, I will go there and get it myself, or I'll go to the Indian store and get it, okay?
Oh, the Indian store. Where's the Indian store?
Around the corner.
Around the corner. You know, I'm going to go to the Indian store.
Okay, do it.
I'm going to go in there. I'm going to tell.
Do it.
I'm going to go in there and I'm going to tell
no,
everybody that you
tell
know me. What's your first life advice, India Mummy?
Never get a job where you hate your coworker.
Now, who's your coworker?
You!
Oh, I'm your coworker now. You know, actually, I'm your boss. You ever think about
never
that?
Never get a job where you hate your boss. Quit. Quit. Do it.
Quit.
But I can't
quit. Quit.
Because I will never get another job. I have to make couscous for my children and for myself.
And your pet elephant.
For Jenny Partel.
And your pet elephant.
That's what I say.
Aha, you do feed your elephant couscous.
No, my mama does.
Your mama does.
Yes,
okay.
She's back in India. My elephant in India.
Okay, so don't get a job with a boss who you like too much.
No, who you hate.
I understand.
Also.
Number two.
Call your boss a dirty diaper if you hate him. Because sometimes you can quit. Like in my, what is it called? My situation.
You can't quit in your situation.
You're a dirty diaper. Exactly, I can't quit. So I call you dirty diaper.
You're in this for the long haul.
It really hurt their feelings, and it's good. It's good. When you have this, you put it in your couscous, and it make it taste 1,000 times better.
India Mummy, you know you make me laugh because you hate me so much.
I just hate you.
You have.
I hate you.
But do you know?
I hate you, dirty diaper, stupid, dirty diaper, stinky, dirty diaper.
Can I call you Mama India?
No.
Can I call you Mama India?
No.
You're like my mom.
No. This is one sign of disrespect. I tell you to call me this, but you call me something else. Disrespectful.
All right, so what do you want me to call you?
India Mummy.
That's what I said, Mom. India Mummy. You're probably ready to go cook some more couscous.
Yes, I'm about to go crazy, okay?
Oh, okay. What? You want to go out and bring Grandma back in?
Yes, I
would. Okay. Thank you, India Mummy. Thank you. Mama Petunia, you're back.
Grandma Petunia.
That's what I said. Kid, are you losing your hearing, Grandma?
No, I hear Grandma.
I said I Mama.
Have, no.
Grandma?
I hear Mama.
Gran?
Grandma. Okay, move on. What do you want?
It's part two of life advice. India Mommy already gave me her. And by the way, she told me she likes me so much better. She's going to make me some couscous.
No, she says she hates you.
She loves
don't
me.
Don't listen to what you say, and I take her advice.
Would you like to try one of the cookies that she ate on Critique's Eats?
No, she say it's very sweet. So if I want to try, I can, but I don't want nothing sweet.
Oh, I don't want to try. I'm going to whine and cry because I'm Grandma Petunia. Is that what you're going to do? You know, I just do that to bug you, right? Right, Grandma? Oh, you're going to cry.
I'm going to cry.
I got you on that one. Ha ha. All right, so what are your two...
Just kidding, Grandma never cry. Ha, I got you. Ha, ha, ha.
I'm going to drive you to
no,
the...
No, let's go. Wife advice number one. Grandma never cry.
That was like from 2 years ago.
Really?
Do you have amnesia?
No.
Are you getting dementia?
What is this?
You forgot.
No.
The doctor called when you were gone and
no,
said that...
No, nothing happened.
I told you that okay. joke. Okay.
First life
advice number one.
Ah, ah, ah.
You, you're going to sing opera now.
No. When you move.
When you move.
Houses, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Like my cat,
Barney?
No, my cat.
Fred?
My cat go outside a lot.
Yes.
He don't have color.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't have color.
Okay.
We moved to a new house. I have to put color on him because he doesn't know where to go.
Is it going
to
be a shock collar?
No, just regular collar. So he don't, so if he get lost, someone find him and they call.
You know what we're going to have to do in a couple of years? We're going to have to put a shock collar on you so that if you wander off and you can't find your way home, we can come get you.
No. I know where to go. I have a mind for a reason.
Yeah,
I go to school for a reason. I live in country for a reason.
What if you accidentally forget your mind and you leave it in the kitchen?
No, I'm not going to forget.
Or what if your mind...
I'm not going to forget.
What if it falls down the sink?
No, I'm not going to forget.
Are you sure?
I'm not going to forget.
Did you forget?
No.
What game are we playing?
We're playing Life Advice.
All right, so what's Life Advice number 2?
Life advice
numero dva. Okay. Is?
Выкинь его в кубу.
Grandma?
Выкинь его в кубу, что он стирал грязную одежду для других людей.
Are we gonna do that again? Uno, dos, tres, cuatro.
Нет.
Cinco, seis.
No.
Siete.
Нет.
Ocho.
Нет.
Nueve.
Нет.
Diez.
Нет.
Once, dos, tres.
Раз, два, три, четыре, пять, шесть, семь.
Има ноги деска. Сококи окионара.
10, 12.
Агуа, no.
14,
15, 16,
17, 18, 19, 20.
That's all I know.
23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30.
Thank you, Grandma.
30.
Thank you, Grandma. I like you too. That's a long way to
say. Life advice?
That's a long way to say how much you like hanging around me. Doing the podcast.
Okay, life advice. If you have someone you hate, call him Dirty Diaper.
Again.
I hate him.
No, you...
I don't like... No, I don't hate you. I don't like you.
Oh, you know... Sorry.
Why you put the mic so close?
Make sure we all hear you.
I don't like you, so I call you Dirty Diaper.
You are full of it, Grandma. You're just full of character today. You know that?
You know who told me to say that?
Let me guess. Was it Mama India?
It was India Mama.
India Mama? Mummy?
Yeah. No.
You know what she said?
What she said?
She said, I could call her mama.
No. No, 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 no.
She said, you could call me. She said, you could call me mama.
You know, I listen to the podcast.
I don't think you do.
I listen to it right outside the door when she's in here.
Okay, but she said, she whispered, she goes, you can call me mama because
I heard
it will
say,
make grandma, it's
going to
make grandma
she
jealous.
She said, call me India mama.
No.
That's what I hear. I go home and I'm going to ask her.
You know, we're going to take this up in 2 weeks.
Okay.
Because you're moving to your igloo and cave.
Yeah.
I'm going to drive you to the nursing home when we're done here.
Mm.
Do you want to push a button for a song to get this Shiny Squirrel podcast over?
Okay.
Thank you, Grandma. Grandma, you just spun the big wheel of misfortune. It's a new game. Did you know that? Are you ready to play the wheel of misfortune? This is where I'm going to give you a situation and you have to figure out and explain your way out of it, okay? Are you ready?
Okay.
Okay. You're standing in a river, all right? In the middle of the river, it's really cold. The water is flowing and there's lots of fish jumping, salmon spawning upstream. You're really hungry. You don't have a spear or any way to catch a fish with a fishing pole or anything. What do you do next, Grandma Petunia?
I catch the fish with my hand.
And then do what with it?
I get out of the river and go cook it in the fire.
And what do you have to be very careful with about the salmon?
I have to kill it first.
And then what?
And then cut the head off.
And then what?
And then cut the tail off.
And then what?
And then I cut the skin off.
Yes, and what is that skin called?
Skin?
Scales!
Why?
Fish has scales.
Why?
Because you can't eat scales.
Why not?
Because it's bad for you. It's like armor.
I eat it before.
You've never eaten scales on a salmon before.
No, salmon, but different fish.
Oh, Grandma. I suppose you've eaten... Oh, push another button. Get us out of here.
Off comes the makeup. Off comes the clown's disguise.
See you next week, Grandma.
Oh,
you're a handful.
I lost my cane.
You lost your cane. I took it, so you hopefully you fall down the stairs.